Okay, today's daf is Kiddushin daf Mem Aleph, and we are on Mem Aveis. Today, as yesterday, as the day before, are some of these dafim that really is not fair that we have to squeeze it into the time that that we have to. But we'll try to allude to as much as we can. As we know, the first daf here in the second parak, is one of the meatiest prakim in all of Shas. Many learn it bi'iyun, and we will do the best that we can under the circumstances that in the time limits that we have. But B'ezras Hashem, it's very exciting to be able to finish up the first parak and start the second parak. Just one ha'ara that I mentioned I would start with the end of yesterday's daf. So the Gemara tells us in the name of Rav Hamnuna, it's also quoted in Sanhedrin and in Shabbos, that the Tchilas Din Shel Adam is Al Divrei Torah. The first issue that we're going to have to deal with, Lasa Lavo, is regarding Divrei Torah. The Pasuk says, Poter Mayim Reishis Madon, and Rashi explains exactly what the Drasha is. That's what the Gemara says. The problem is, what Tosfos here asks from Shabbos Lamed Aleph, Tosfos Ibn Maschil Ein, that there we know, B'shash HaMachrisan Adam Ledin, when we're brought into judgment, Omrim Lo, we are asked. Interestingly, it doesn't say asked. It says Omrim Lo. It says we are told. Omrim Lo, Nesata V'Netata Be'emuna, and then Kavati Itim LaTorah. Right, the first question out of the six questions that are asked in Shabbos Lamed Aleph, I'll read it to you. Amar Rava, V'Shasha V'Achrisar Adam Ladin, Omrim Lo, Nesata V'Netata Be'emuna, Kavati Itim LaTorah, Asakta V'Per Yiveriv Yitzipisul Yeshua, right, the first four questions, Pepata B'Chachma, did you delve into wisdom? Hevanta davar mitoch davar. So those are the six questions to ask Tosfos. Why does our Gemara say that Tchilas Din is on Torah? It's really the second thing. Tchilas Din is Nasata v'Netata be'emuna. What's the difference? So Tosfos here answers, maybe there's a difference between what we're asked about and what we're punished about. When the Gemara over there says that we're first asked about honesty in business, Hainu Dafka Le'inyin She'ela, Sheshoa Lenoso Amasu Matan. We're asked about our business dealings first. Ava Mikal Makom Nifra'im Imanu Tchila Al Shalal Kava Itim LaTorah. But what we are judged for, what we are punished for, is the Torah. So that's that chiluk that answers the question. You still have to understand what the svar is. If we're asked about Nasada Nata Ma'amuna first, so why aren't we judged for that first? Little tzarech Ian, but that is what Tosfos answers. Tosfos in Sanhedrin gives another answer, which we're not going to go into now, but we'll just mention the Gra. The Gra is quoted in the Maritz Chayis and Shabbos there, Lamed Aleph, is Medayek in Rashi. Because if you look, it's amazing, because once you see the Gra, there has to be some type of parallel. There are two famous Gemaras right there in Shabbos Lamed Aleph, and they're both six. Six of these questions, and the line right beforehand has the source for Shas Mishnayos. The source for Shizid Rav Mishnah is based on a pasuk in Yeshayahu, where the pasuk says, "V'haya emunas itecha chosin Yeshuos chachmas vadas yiras Hashem hiot saro." And the Gemara says that there's every word in that pasuk refers to another seder of Mishnayos. Emunas the seder zraim. Emunas is zraim. Why? Tosfos quotes there the Yerushalmi, because if you're a farmer, you got to have a lot of emuna. If I plant, I gotta realize that I'm subject to the rain, to the whims of Hashem. Whatever Hashem decides in terms of my parnasa. Really, that's every parnasa, but a farmer is a little easier to feel. Itecha zeseder moed. Itecha is moed because ace, it means time, ace lazeh. Itecha is moed. Chosen, protection, salvation, zeseder nashim. Yeshuos, that's really salvation. Zeseder nezikin. Chachm is kachim, and das is taros. So interestingly, says the Gra, you have six Mishnayos, six Sedarim, and then right after that you have six questions, says the Gra, on a deeper level. Right, it must be pointed out that the Gra is not taking away the fact that we have to be honest in business, and that we have to hope for Mashiach, and that we have to build a family. That's the Pasha of the Gemara, and we have to do that. But the Gra is saying on a deeper level, one could also say that this means all six questions are about Talmud Torah. And really, all six questions are asking us, did we learn this Seder? Did we learn that Seder? Did we learn all the Sedarim? Right, and that's if you look closely in Rashi, he points out that's what Rashi seems to be alluding to, because it's the same exact words that are used. So, first one, at Itecha, what's the first question that were asked? Emuna, as I said, is Zroim. Nasada v'tata be'emuna. Were you osik in emuna? Emuna meaning Seder Zroim. It's the same word. Kavata itim la Torah. Itim are ace. Itecha. Asakta b'piri v'rivya, that of course is nashim. But if you look in Rashi, Rashi adds in two words. You know that's what Rashi's referring to. Zeb, find the Rashi. Chosen lasan yarshim kavati itam haTorah. Lafisha adam tzorich lezazek b'derech eretz, shemin derech eretz ain't Torah. Because we have to be involved in making a parnasa. Chutzrich lekvo itim haTorah, davar katzav shleim mashe kol yom l'derech eretz. Piri v'rivya, right, Rashi says, Hainu chosen. Hainu chosen. What is Rashi relating this to the earlier questions for? No, the answer is they're all on one certain level Talmud Torah. So the Gemara says that's how you answer the question. Tosfos's question was, how Wonga Bar says Torah is first, Wonga Bar says Nasata Vatata Bemuna, business is first. The answer is no. All those questions are about Torah also, on a deeper level, and therefore, no stira. Unbelievable Gemara. Feel free to look at it. The Maariv Chayes quotes it there. Shabbos Lamed Aleph. Okay, let's continue now. We are on the second to last line. Mem Amibes. Says the Gemara. Call She'eno lo b'mikra v'lo b'mishnah. So anyone, the Mishnah said, who is involved in Mikra Mishnah Derech Eretz is amazing. Lo b'mheru hu chote. And if anyone who's not, is eno min ha'yishuv, is not really contributing to society. And we mentioned the important words of the Tiferes Yisrael that splits up all of our Avodat Hashem into Emuna, Maisa Mitzvos, and Derech Eretz. Those three, as he goes through the importance of each one, and those are the three here. So if somebody doesn't have any of them, then they're missing out on all the parts of Avodat Hashem. Right? Eno min ha'yishuv sounds like the Lashon that we know from Sanhedrin, eno osik b'yishuvo shel olam. Right? Similar type of Lashon, if somebody's involved in gambling, and they don't make a living, eino osek b'yishuvo shel olam, right? So sometimes we have to be part of society. That's also part of our avoda in this world, to contribute, v'chiv shuha, as Rav Soloveitchik has a whole essay about the conquering of the world. We have to go out there and make the world a better place in terms of Torah, in terms of sanctifying our lives, in terms of medicine, in terms of anything, in terms of any area. We can make a Kiddush Hashem in every area that we have. And if not, then we're Eino Min HaYishuv. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Upasa La'edus. Rabbi Yochanan adds on, not only Eino Min HaYishuv, but there's a halachic ramification that there's a psul edus. Why? Because I'm not involved in society and I don't have the same type of values and connections to others. Rashi says, in makbar al atzmo vein lo boshes panim. I don't have the usual conscience that other people have, which is required for giving proper testimony. Puzzle Eidus, right? Remember the Gemara in Yevamos, the three midas of every Jew. Rachmanim, Baishanim, V'gomle Chasadim. So that Rashi says that midah busha is lacking, and therefore, Rabbi Yochanan says you can't trust him, Upasala Eidus. Tadu Rabbanan, says the Gemara, quoting Meseches Derech Eretz, one of the small Mesechtas. Hare Ha'ochal Bashuk, if somebody eats in the marketplace, somebody eats at a place where you're not supposed to eat. Right now, somebody eats on the run. Hareze dome lekelef. So that's like a dog. A dog eats in the shuk. Right? We have to eat appropriately, properly, sitting down. What about a place that has little stools next to a table? Outside the yard of the yoma before Pesach, everybody's eating outside. So is that okay? But if you're meant to sit down there, so maybe it's not a violation because that's an eating place. That's an eating place. Or if there's a bench to sit down on. Right? So it's one has to know how to understand this halacha also. Hari Zedub al-Kalev, the Yesho Repasaleidus, and some others say also, he's not makbid on his own kavod, so also he wouldn't be makbid on other people's kavod as well. If you look in Tosfos, Tosfos here discusses this issue about Pasul Leidus. He quotes Vikasha, third line in Tosfos. Am I Pasul Leidus? Hahar Mina B'Yerushalmi, Rav Shimon B'Rebbe, I V'Acha B'Shuka. He quotes one of the great Tanaim, eight in the Shuk. Chazir Meir Amar Lo Ein Shelach Latam Lo Chab Shuk. Matzud La'Achrein Peida. It's Mashma that only Tamar Chachab shouldn't eat in the Shuk because he has to have a higher standard than the average individual. Pirsha Meir Chananel Ta'acha Marisha Chote Fa'Ochel. It's not that there are different ways of eating in the shuk too. Different ways of sitting on the side, grabbing something. V'im tamar kei pshit to the puzzle, the gazlanu. If he grabs somebody else's food, of course. V'yishlomim shachod yifachad b'shemar pruta. Inami shagazal davar shino makpid alav. He quotes all different ideas. Of course, Rabbi Elio, what exactly is meant by chotef bashuk? Tosas quotes at the end of Tosas Rabbeinu Tam, de ochel bashuk hainu shaochel su'uda depas. To gana yoser. Meaning, what if there's a snack food? Is that a problem to be ochel bashuk? This is meant to be. You have a bag of potato chips. Is there a problem to eat a bag of potato chips as one is walking? So some might say, some of the days and doses, yeah, you can't eat anything, not sitting. But Rabbeinu Tam, bread. You can wash and eat a sandwich while you're walking. But if it's a snack food, so what does snack food mean? What if it's a Mizonos, but it's meant to be a snack? What is a granola bar? A big child, what's bracha you make on a granola bar? Right, different types of granola bars. We discussed that in the sixth parak in brachas. But let's say you have a Mizonos, some other, a cookie. Let's say you have a cookie that you brought. So is that a violation? So that's a discussion. Again, a lot of it, I think it has to do based on context, based on what is societal accepted. Okay, let's continue. Darsh bar kapara, finishing up. Ragzan, lo also biyado ela ragzan usa. A ragzan, somebody who gets angry habitually and very easily, he only has his anger with him. Meaning he has nothing left. As the Mishnah says, hakin evatav hakavod mosin asadam in haolam, right? Part of that is all connected to ka'as. So one has to realize, as the Gemara says, we have to focus on our derech eretz. As the Mishnah said, we have to focus on our derech eretz. Anger is one of those mitos that we all have to work on. Ula adam tov mat'imim oso mipri ma'asav. And to an adam tov, which is the opposite, the Gemara is presenting of a ragzon, right? We give him the good from his actions. V'chol she'enu lo b'mikra v'lo b'mishnah v'lo b'derech eretz dor hana'am imenu. Somebody is not connected to the yeshuv because he's lacking all of these facets. So be mudra ana from him. You stay away from him. Dor hana'am imenu sh'ne'amar u'v'moshav leitzim lo yashav moshavo moshav leitzim. If he doesn't have Torah or mikra or derech eretz, so that is the moshav leitzim. It's a group of scoffers, and therefore one shouldn't be having that as their chever. Kas, as we know, has been discussed. The Gemara says in Nedarim that loses their olam haba. Kas is something that makes us lose who we really are. Even Moshe Rabbeinu, as we know, a number of times was taken to task by Chazal in terms of the kas. Not always. Sometimes there's an appropriate kas to feign, to show, right? And that is like at the end of Sefer Bamidbar, when Moshe Rabbeinu gets angry at Reuven and Gad. Chazal don't get upset at him there. They don't say, oh, why is he getting angry? Because sometimes it's inappropriate in order to reflect a message that we don't want you to be like the Meraglim again. But the other types of kas, when they came back from the Milchama, and according to one of the Pshatim of Shimuna Hamorim, by the rock, so different days, but we all have this area to work on. Obviously not at the level of Moshe, but all each on our own level. Again, as I said, I think the longest parak in Shas. And now we continue with the second parak of Maseches Kiddushin. And we alluded to this lashon already back on Daf Beis. Because if you remember, back on Daf Beis, 40 days ago, the Gemara discussed why the first parak starts off focusing on the woman and not on the man. And also why the lashon of Kinyan and not Kiddushin. And also why the passive and not the active. Three differences between the first two words of the Masechta and the first two words of this parak, ha'ish niknes into ha'ish mekadesh. The three differences we discussed there, background of beis amid beis. But here the Gemara will not revisit that issue. Ha'ish mekadesh bo b'shlucha. So a man can do kiddushin, the first stage of marriage, bo u'bishlucha. He could do it, as is done bizman hazeh, u'bishlucha, or he can do it through his shliach. He could send the shliach. Let's say, in the days of old, they used to have a couple of months, maybe even a year, between kiddushin and nisuin. And once it was arranged, the husband didn't want, or the woman didn't want, to lose each other. So he'll say he's in the middle of business now, it's busy season. He'll send the shliach to mekadesh the wife, and then he'll come in a couple of months. Ha'ish mekadesh bo bishlucha. So a man can do that with him and with his shliach. Ha'isha miskadeshes bo b'shlucha. So the woman also can be miskadeshes with herself or with her shliach. And ha'ish mekadeshes bito kishihi na'ara bo b'shlucha. And a man can marry off his daughter, kiddushe bito, when she is a na'ara. We'll have to see what about katana. Bo b'shlucha. He could do that, or he could even make a shliach to do it for his daughter. Good. If you look in Rabbi Yosef Engel here in the Gilyonei Hashas, he quotes some of the more exotic Rishonim, right? Not the regular show. He quotes the Chuvas Maharam Bar Baruch, and he quotes this from other Rishonim, that Mashenoagin Lachzor Ulekadesh Mishakidesh Ayadeh Shliach. Some type of second wedding ceremony. even if you'd get married through a shliach, he says they used to do another Maisa Kiddushin when they actually met. Nearly why? Why would you do that? Already married. So the Maharam Bar Baruch says, Nearly Mishum to Mitzvah Bo Yosem Yibishlucha. So we'll have that by the Shem Suman in the Gemara. Miu Rova Olam Enoagim Kain. Ad Kam Lashona. That's the Maharam Bar Baruch says, Rabbi Yosef Engel, Vudavar Matmiya. What would you do a second Kiddushin ceremony after the Kiddushin already took place 6 months ago? To keep unto Sof Sof Chalua Kiddushin Aide Shliach. Since, what, is there any difference in the Chalos, in the effect of the Kiddushin? She's an Ashes Ish, whether she did it through got it through a Shliach or through the husband. Why would you do a second ceremony? Ma Inyan Lekiddushin Shniim Hare At Ishto Hu Mekadesh. He's being Mekadesh his wife. Right, so what's the difference? So he says, Allah Badaiti, he says, it went up in my mind, Tihila Lakel, he had the following idea. Tam Benachon Lekayim Minagarishon Emanal. He's obviously very excited about this idea. And this is something that we haven't touched in a couple of weeks, but add this to the list. And what that is, if you look in Maseches Shabbos Daf Kuf Mem Ches, he quotes that, let's say if somebody has a shepherd who always takes care of his karbanos and designates karbanos for him, roe haragil etzlo shehikdish pesach avuro. If somebody, I have a shepherd, I told my shepherd, you know what, be makdish karban pesach for me, choose the karban pesach. So the Gemara says that afal pikin chozrim abaylim umakachim oso hekdash ilui midirabanan. Once the baylim get the animal and actually give it to the kohen, so they should do another secondary hekdash when they have that personal element lahakdish the carbon. So says Rabbi Yosef Engel, maybe there's a comparison between kiddushin and hekdash, just like we find it by hekdash to add on that personal hakdasha element. So too by kiddushin. Right, just like we discussed back on Davav, where Pashta Kiddushin Bekula, that's what we discussed on that base of Asra Kulei Almaka Hektish, all the parallels between Kiddushin and Hektish, but we discussed Yadla Hektish is similar to Yadla Kiddushin. So this Rabbi Yosef Engel is crucial, where he says maybe that's why some of these Rishonim quote a second Kiddushin ceremony. Hachanami, Bekiddushin in Yonam Hektish, Avsha Chaluk Farai De Shliach, Mikol Mako, Mi Yishmitzvah, Mi Durabanan, Sheyachzer Abaylam, Mi Katshu Atzman, Veshaper Ashar Lekadeshenis, even with a bracha. Gam Bibracha, Kachal Mitzvah, Durabanan, Shemavarachan Alein. Unbelievable. Even though the Shliach made a bracha earlier, according to these Rishonim, it could be that you'd make a bracha again. Obviously, we don't paskin that way, but that is important to know. When one uses a shliach, last time we discussed this, I think, was back in Gittin, does one need Eidim to appoint the shliach? Shliach l'kiddushin. So this was a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid and the Ramban and the Ran. All the Rishonim get into the act, because the Rambam has a chilek. The question is, man, woman, kiddushin, gerushin. What needs Eidim on the minui? Both kiddushin and gerushin need Eidim on the act. They need Eidikim on the act of Kiddushin or Gerushin. But what about the appointment of the Eidim for, appointment of the Shliach, right? Do I need Eidim to appoint the Shliach? So the Rambam says, Kala Ose, Perigimel, Hilchazishos, Kala Ose, Shliach Lakaba Kiddushin, Tzorech La Soso, Bifnei Shnei Eidim. Any Shliach Lakabala, meaning her Shliach Lakaba Kiddushin, that has to be appointed in front of Eidim. Aval ha'ish sha'asa shliach l'kadesh o lo isha eno tzorach la'sosa be'Eidim. Wow, there's the Rambam. Shliach for the man does not need Eidim. Shliach for the woman requires Eidim. And the Rambam is not machalik here between Kiddushin and Gerushin, but between man and woman. She'ein makom le'Eidim b'shlichas ha'ish. Why? You don't need Eidim for the shliach of the ish. Ela lahodiyah amitas hadavar. Which means Eidim lebirur hadavar. The only reason you need Eidim for the minui of his shliach is because you have to know that he was mamana. So let's say you had a video. You had a video camera. That should be good. That's good enough, says the Rambam. You don't need Eidim. Lefichach im hodu ha-shliach la-mishalech in ha-tzrichan Eidim. You don't need Eidim. Kimo shliach ha-get. And he compares it. We don't have time to get into this now. He compares it just like a shliach ha-get. Shliach la-holachas ha-get does not need Eidim. Ukimo shliach sheher shiol afritz lo truma. Just like if I make a shliach to be mafritz truma. You don't need Eidim for that. So too, this is regular shlichus. Meaning, what's the Rambam implying? But the shliach la-kabalas ha-get is not regular shlichus. The shliach lekabalas kedushin is not regular shlichus, right? That requires more of a stand-in. We'll have to get to this by the Shem tomorrow again, but the question is, how much is a shliach a real does he share an identity with the mishaleach? How much is that? The Rambam clearly is machalik between two types of shlichim. Her shliach, which is who? When I get the get, if I'm her shliach, she is divorced. Something happens the second that the shliach gets the get. So that has to be a real identification with the mishaleach, with her. And therefore, the Rambam says, that needs edekiyim in order to appoint that shliach. But his shliach, when he appoints the shliach, that's regular shlichus. That's like shlichus for truma, shlichus for get, that's shlichus for anything. Right, that just requires edim, lebirur hadavar, just to make sure it occurred, and therefore that wouldn't require edim. And there are great formulations in all the Rishonim. The Kesef Mishnah here quotes the Rosh, who is mefakpek on the Rambam. What's the difference between the man and the woman? The Maishta Debahan Yehodos HaIsh Vishlucho, Lenesinas Kiddushin, Vloman Yehodos HaIsh Vishlucho, Lenikabalas Kiddushin. What's the difference? Right, we just explained the difference, but the Rosh assumes there's no difference. V'haramban kosav, t'shliach kabbalas ha-kidushin tzorach limnosa ve'edim, k'shliach kabbalas ha-get. V'imnucha l'chalik bein get shebol ha-tir, l'kidushin shebon la-esar, v'nash v'shlichos ha-ish v'isha v'kidushin tzorachin. Should you be mechalik between get and kidushin? Another great line. Right, what about the difference between get and kidushin? Maybe you would say get is different. Better or worse, because after all, get is bal karcha, as we know. So we'll get to soon. But again, this is one of the major discussions right here at the Rishonim about needing edim, but that technical detail is not just a technical detail. That reflects a major difference in understanding between these different types of shluchim. Okay, so the Gemara says now, hashta. Once the Gemara says that I can be Mekadesh, a woman through a shliach, hashta b'shlucha Mekadesh bo mibayi. If I can be Mekadesh, a woman through a shliach, of course I can do it myself. Why? We've had the principle already. There's never anything that a shliach could do that the mishaleach can't do. Right? We had one exception a couple of weeks ago. We had one exception, or a possible exception. What about an Eved? An Eved might not be able to accept his own shtar shichrur, but he might be able to have somebody else accept the shashukra on his behalf. So Gemara asked there, isn't this a violation of that principle? Okay, we're not going to get back to that. That was a couple weeks ago. So Gemara says, Hasa b'shlucha mi mekadesh, bo mi boi. So does the Mishnah have to say, I can do it myself? Of course I can do it myself. Amar of Yosef, famous line, mitzvah bo yotze mi b'shlucho. No, it's to tell us that there's a greater mitzvah for the man to get married himself, more than doing it through his shliach. Where else do we have this? Kihad Rav Safra Machrech Reisha. Just like Rav Safra himself used to roast the head of the fish for Shabbos, Rava Malach Shibuta, the head of the meat, and Rava salted the Shibuta, the fish. The Reisha was also a head of maybe of an animal, and Shibuta was a dog. They did that. They actually physically prepared for Shabbos themselves, and that's where the Gemara applies mitzvah bo yosmei b'shlucho. Rashi here has an important lashon. First Rashi on the Gemara, mitzvah bo yosmei b'shlucho, dechi asik gufo b'mitzvos mekabel schar tfei. It's an underlined Rashi. When we are osik in mitzvos, we get more schar. The Achronim wonder about that Rashi. Is there any difference in the mitzvah if I do it through a shliach or I do it myself? Or is it just that I, the Gavra, is somehow sanctified and become uplifted? Rashi doesn't sound like the mitzvah is any difference. If a person does it, they become a more sanctified person. The more mitzvahs I'm involved in, that I become shining and I'm sanctified. But it doesn't sound like there's any difference in the mitzvah. That's a question, whether the mitzvah is a different status of the mitzvah. But that's an important Rashi either way. When a person is osik b'mitzvos, they get more schar. What's fascinating, and again we could spend many hours on this, is that this is the only two mitzvahs in Shas where this principle is applied. Kiddushin and Kavod Shabbos. Those are the two. If you look in some Achronim, they expand it. No, the Magen Avram in Hilchos Shabbos applies it to all mitzvahs, Siman Reish Nun. But, you know, the Gemara only has it by two. Why is it unique, interesting by two? Because if you think even about these two, what's the language of the Gemara? Mitzvah, bo. Is it a mitzvah? Is it a mitzvah to get married? Well, it's a machlokas. This Gemara seems to be a raya muchrachas for the Rambam against the Rosh. The Rambam says clearly, as we discussed at length, that it's a mitzvah to get married. separate from the mitzvah puravu. So the Gemara, this is where the Rambam got it from. The Rambam said there are a few Gemaras that are important to this sugya, but maybe this is where the Rambam got it from. Mitzvah bo yosef b'shlucho. The question is though that what about the other example given? Kavod Shabbos? Is Kavod Shabbos a mitzvah? Or is Kavod Shabbos a hechsher mitzvah? And if it's a hechsher mitzvah, so maybe the Rosh is okay. The Rosh who says in the beginning of Ksubis that getting married is not a mitzvah, it's a hechsher mitzvah. Maybe this is why he said it. Maybe this is his Gemara too. Because of the comparison to Kavod Shabbos. They're both hechsher mitzvahs. So either way, this is an important Gemara for that sugya. Maybe it's a raya, maybe it's a kasha on each of the shitas. And either way, just to add the shita of the Netziv, right? One of the more well-known comments of the Netziv in the Shiltos. The Netziv was buried right next to Reb Chaim in Warsaw at the Schus of being there last week. Says the Shiltos in Kuf Samach Tes, the last second to last Shilta, third to last Shilta, the last parsha in Zosa Bracha, where he discusses the mitzvah of sukkah. The Shiltos, Rav Achaigon discusses the mitzvah of sukkah, and the language of Rav Achaigon is to mechayvin beis Yisrael lemevin metalalto mesavah. The chiyuv of Jews is to build a sukkah and to sit in it. Shiva yome. The chsiv chag sukkah tasalcha shivas yamim. And then Netziv wonders why the Shiltos says there's a mitzvah to build the sukkah and sit in it. Just say sit in the sukkah. Right, there's a mitzvah to sit in it. If I build a sukkah and don't sit in it, I get no credit. So why does the Shiltos say it's a mitzvah to build the sukkah? So that's where the Netziv develops his idea of Hechsher Mitzvah Haksuva BaTorah. There aren't too many. It's probably about 8 or 9 examples that the Torah itself tells us the Hechsher Mitzvah. Even though I wouldn't need to know the Hechsher Mitzvah, because I know I have to do the Hechsher Mitzvah anyway, the preparatory stages, in order to get to the mitzvah. The Torah doesn't have to tell me to cut the shofar off of the ram. It just told me to blow the shofar. I know I have to cut the shofar off of the ram in order to do the mitzvah. The Torah doesn't say that because it's obvious. But once in a while, the Torah says the preparatory stage. Chag HaSukkos ta'ase lecha shivas yamim. It says ta'ase. Va'asu lahem tzitzis. Tzitzis, it says the asiyah. Uchesavtam al mezuzos pesacha uvisharecha. The mitzvah is putting the mezuzah on the door, not riding the mezuzah. But by all these cases, the Torah explicitly says the preparatory stage. Says the Netziv, you know what that tells me? There must be a special status to those Hechsher Mitzvahs Aksuvas BaTorah. And that's why he says many nafkaminas. But number one, the Gemara Menaches has a Havamina that you'd make a bracha just on a Hechsher Mitzvah. And the Gemara says, what about tzitzis? What about mezuzah? Says the Netziv, it's meduyak that only those examples are given there, because there's no Havamina to make a bracha on cutting the shofar off of the ram. Nobody would ever think that. Riding a mezuzah, building a sukkah. The Yerushalmi even says to make a bracha on building a sukkah. But says the Netziv, those are all because it's Hechsher Mitzvah Ksuvah BaTorah. What's another example? Kiddushin. According to the Rosh, if getting married is not a mitzvah, it's at least a Hechsher Mitzvah Haksuvah BaTorah. Ki Yikach, it says it. And Kavod Shabbos. Kavod Shabbos, it's Haksuvah BaNavi, not Ksuvah BaTorah, but it's Ksuvah Yeshayo. The Kibadato, the pasuk says, and therefore that would be in this category as well. So that's why the Netziv says, mitzvah bo yosef b'shlucho would apply to hechsher mitzvahs aksuvas b'Torah. Even, and the Gemara can call it mitzvah. That's how the Rosh can read this Gemara. Even if you don't want to say that getting married is a mitzvah, but it is a hechsher mitzvah aksuvas b'Torah, and therefore, again, the nafkaminas of the Netziv. Number one, you might make a bracha, even though you pass it not. Number two, mitzvah bo yosef b'shlucho, right, that's our Gemara. And number three, maybe you'd apply the principle of osik b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah, by a hechsher mitzvah aksuvas b'Torah. Right, there are many, a number of other nafkaminas also. And just at the end, he has a beautiful piece. If you've never seen it, highly suggested reading in Kuf Samach Tes, where he talks about, this is an example of, Yisrael, Hashem wants to give us many mitzvos. Hashem sidko yagdil torah. What does that mean? He wants to give us a lot of mitzvos, so it's a schus. How many mitzvos are there supposed to be? There's supposed to be 613. So what do you mean he gave us more mitzvos? That's how much is there supposed to be? It's not more or less. Says that it's referring to the Hechsher mitzvahs, which we would do anyway. But Hashem writes it in the Torah in order to give us extra schar for it, even though we would do it anyway. Okay, we continue. Again, mitzvah is a shlucho, huge topic, but we will now continue. Says the Gemara, Ika da Amre, that's one reason why it says Bo in the Mishnah. Ika da Amre, Ba Yisra Nami Ispa. Oh, maybe no, it's a different answer. Why does it say that you should get married yourself? Not because only it's a good thing to do it yourself, but that it's a bad thing to do it through a shliach. Kidda Rav Yehuda Marav, Dam Rav Yehuda Marav, Asur La'adam Sheikadish Ishto, Esa Isha. It's also for a person to get married at Shir Enna until he sees his wife. Shema Yerub Adavar Maguna Vitiskana Elav. Maybe they won't find each other attractive, and then they will lead to problems. For Achmana Amar V'Yahavta L'Reach HaKamocha. And the Torah says V'Lereach HaKamocha. So we don't want to create a marriage which is already doomed from the start. So that is why the Mishnah says Bo, because that's what you should be you should do. When Rav Yosef said what he said about mitzvah Bo, that was referring to the second half of the Mishnah, not the first half about the woman. The second line, Ha'isha miskadeshes Bo b'shlucha. Same question. Hashda b'shlucha mikdasha Bo mibai. Why does it have to say her if she does it through a shliach? Amar Rav Yosef, mitzvah Bo Yosef b'shluch. Mitzvah Bo Yosef b'shlucha. That's why it says that there. Ki adar safra machrech reisha rava malach shibuta aval beha yisur lespa. But there is no isser for the woman to do it without seeing her husband. Ki adareish lakish, because we assume the woman has more flexibility in terms of what she thinks her husband looks like. Tam reish lakish tavla mesav tendum mesav armalo. A woman who wants to be married even more than the man. Woman has a more of a need to be married. And therefore, there is no isser mitzad the woman, there is just an isser mitzad the man. Two ha'aris, number one, we have pointed out before also that the usage of Yihatzel Recha Kamocha in Shas is very, very limited. It's very limited. There's one place in Nedarim that it's in a Mishnah. It's the only place in Mishnayos where Yihatzel Recha Kamocha appears. And in the Gemara, it doesn't appear anywhere in the context of, Hakras Hazarchim, and Bikir Cholim, like the Rambam has in Ilchus Avel. It only appears in very limited places. You better see your wife before you get married, or when you kill somebody, do it nicely. Right, then a few places, Brovo Misa Yafa. Right, a few very limited places that it's used. It could be because the negative is used. Right, remember by Hillel, Shabbos Laman Aleph. Right, teach people of Torah on one foot. He doesn't say V'yatzel Recha Kamocha. He says the negative. What you don't want done to you, don't do unto others. Because maybe that's the more practical part of V'yatzel Recha Kamocha. Right, the ultimate kamocha is like impossible, like the Ramban says in Kedoshim. It's derech guzma. It's an exaggeration. It's impossible, but the negative is possible. So the Gemara has very limited usage of that principle. The other point to mention, again, there's so much to mention here. What can we mention? The Rishonim here, mitzvah bo yosemi bishlucha. What mitzvah is she involved in? Even if you want to say that maybe the man has a mitzvah of kedushin, is the woman, according to the Rambam, that it's a mitzvah for a man to get married. It's a mitzvah for the woman also to get married. So maybe that's what mitzvah ba yosef b'shluch is. But according to the Rush, it's not a mitzvah to get married. So this is a heksher mitzvah. Heksher mitzvah for what? Puravu. The woman isn't even mitzvah in puravu. So what does this mean, mitzvah ba yosef b'shlucha? It's even worse than the first one, according to the Rush. Okay, we could get out of the first one, Hashem Mitzvah Suvah Batorah, Mitzvah Bo. But what does this second law should mean? Mitzvah Bo, Yosef Bishlucha. So the Rishonim already deal with this. What does that mean? If you look in the Ran has a law, you have to know how to understand the Ran. The Ran says she's still Misayas. Right, so if you take that on face value, like, what do you mean she's Misayas? She does 99% of everything. Right, with the baby. Right, she's Misayas. That means halachically, she's not Mitzvah, but she's involved, obviously, a ton. Even more than the man is involved. But she's still connected enough to say mitzvah ba yosef b'shlucha, and she still could be connected to the heksher mitzvah. Or the Shita L'Nod L'Mi says, interestingly, doesn't quote a Gemara based on this, but the Shita L'Nod L'Mi says she's mitzuva in puravu midrabanan. Wow. When the Gemara says in Yevamos that she's not mitzuva in puravu, she's still mechayv midrabanan. Does that mean in the mitzvah of L'Sheves Yitzara? Maybe. It doesn't say that, though. He just says, "V'yavagav de'itzal omifka da beperi v'rivia midrabanan miya machayva inami de'isla schar k'mi she'ena mitzvah v'yose." She's not mitzvah, but you can still say mitzvah bo yosef b'shlucha by an eno mitzvah v'yose. So you have the Ran misayas, you have the two deyas in the shita lo no de la mi. The Meiri's lashon is eno mufkaas legamre. She's not totally divorced from this mitzvah. Anyway, important discussion. Also, just by the way, this Gemara is a source for Kavod Shabbos Begufo. Right? The Rishonim, the Amoraim here, obviously, clearly took time out of their learning to physically help for Shabbos. So that's what every person has to do. There is a radical line in the Aruch HaShulchan, which we've quoted. He says, how is it that many rabbis aren't involved as much? He says, maybe you apply the principle of Ishto Kagufo, but that is not, that's a very mechudash understanding. That's a legal term. That's not a term when you have a mitzvah shebegufo. Pashas is mitzvah shebegufo. And when the Shulchan Aruch quotes this, I like to point this out, the Shulchan Aruch says, yishtadel. The person should try to make sure to be mechin yourself. Yishtadel lahachim ba'atzmo shum davar l'tzarech Shabbos k'di lachabdo. Shulchan Aruch ben Reish Nun. It's lashon zachar, yishtadel. Right, that means we have to be involved. We have to be involved in physically helping for Shabbos. Right, the setting up the candles. This is a special shkula for the husband to be involved in. Right, it's the diuk Reb Kiva Eger has in Bava Malikin, where it says the three mitzvahs that a woman are very medaktos on: chala, nida, and halakas aner. Why doesn't it just say chala, nida, ner? Why halakas aner? Because the man should be making the ner. Havlakas aner is the woman, but it's the man's mitzvah also, so he should be mechin the neros. There's a midah for the man to buy his wife candlesticks, right? All different, this all goes back to the man being involved in the kafet. Okay, weiter, two dots. Hoish makadish is bidok shinara. A man can be married off his daughter when she is a nara. Shinara ikshi ktana lo, not ktana. But only nara, 12 years old, but not less. Messiah lila rav, that supports rav, damar v'yudam rav, v'itemar rabbi elazar, asur la'adam shikadish is bito, kshiktana, ad, shetigdav, atomar, biploni, ani rosa. Rav said, not a good idea for a man to be mekadish his daughter when she is very young, because wait till she's old enough and say, give her own ratzon. You know, I'm interested in that man. And the historical note in Tosos, we discussed this back on Dav Beis, second half of Tosos, Usser, very important line, V'yachshav, Sha'anu Noagin, L'kadesh ben Asena filoktanos, what about Bizman Azeh? Tosos writing during the Crusades, right? Bizman Azeh, we are Makadesh, Isis is going against Rav, Hayinu Mishum, Shebechol Yom Vayom, Agolos Misgaber Aleinu. Every day is worse than the day before. If today you have the wherewithal to give your daughter a dowry and a man would want to marry her, Tosfos says we do it for the betterment of the daughter. For the good of the daughter, we have to do it because who knows? And therefore that's what we do. But obviously, Bizman Hazeh, it is not done. It's only allowed by the Torah based on for the good of the daughter. Any other type of usage is a misuse and a ziyuf haTorah and a misrepresentation of what the Torah value stands for. And therefore, it is not done Bizman Hazeh. Vaiter. Says the Gemara, Tudat Shlichus Minalan. Whoa. So what's the source? Right now we get into the major sugi and shas of Shlichus. What is the source for Shlichus? Titania, Vishilach, Milamei Shehuos a Shliach, that he can make a Shliach for Gerushin. Vishilcha, Milamei Shehuos a Shliach, she can make a Shliach for Gerushin. Vishilach, Vishilcha, Milamei Shehuos a Shliach, double lasha, that the Shliach can make a Shliach. We discussed at length back in Gittin Chavtes. How does that Gemara fit into this Gemara? Right, there are two Gemaras. There's one principle that says, Mili lo mimsri l'shliach. Remember that Gemara? Gittin Samach Vav, Chavtes, that Shliach A cannot appoint Shliach B. And all of a sudden here, the Gemara says exactly the opposite. Shliach osa Shliach. Right, two Gemaras, opposite, contradict each other. So that is the, just many answers given, some of them there, and some of them here. Right, maybe there's a difference between Kiddushin and Gerushin, maybe there's a difference between Shliach Ha'ish Beget versus everything else, because the Shliach Ha'ish Beget is Bal Karcha, that's all powerful, that Shliach is all powerful, and therefore he can make another Shliach, maybe it's because he's holding the mechanism that is powerful, he's holding the Get. Those are all different days. We have the Kadosh Midrus in the Mordechai right here. We have the Tosas Rid right here. All different days about putting together this Gemara with the previous Gemara. Okay, but again, I'm not going to read so much inside this time. Ashkechan v'Gerushin. So that's all. So you have a Shliach Lo'olachas Gerushin, Shliach L'Kabbalas Gerushin, and a Shliach Oseh Shliach. There is an important line in the Tosas Arash here that I will read. Tosas Arash asks, what do you need? And you know that the question is already laden with meat. Why do you need a separate makar for a man or a woman? Once you know a man can make a shliach for Gerushin, so to a woman can make a shliach for Gerushin. Why do you need two makaros for? says the Tosis, so that question is like, oh, but you see the answer. The answer is, you might have thought only the husband can make a shleich in Gershin because it's Balkarcha. And the man could do it Balkarcha. But the woman, maybe, because it's done Balkarcha, she cannot make a shleich. Kamash Balan. What's the Havamina? Shlichus is about bailus. Are you bailim on this halachic process? So maybe you would have thought that the husband is the bailim on Gerushin. So therefore he can make a shliach. But a woman cannot. She's not the bailim. It's against her will. Kamash Balan, she is involved. Kamash Balan, maybe she's not the bailim, but she's involved in the Maisa, and therefore she can still make a shliach. That's the Chiddush HaTorah. But again, there's a lot more regarding each of these lines. Continuing, Ashkachan begerushin bekidushin min alon. Fine, by gerushin I know shlichus bekidushin min alon. And what's amazing is that we're going to have to find a separate marker for every context in Torah, as we'll see. Here's the first one: v'chitema di'alav migerushin. And if you want to see, you learn from gerushin. Mal gerushin shken yeshna makarcha. Your gerushin is different than kidushin. So amar kravi yatzav ha'isa makesh avayi liyitzia. You're right, misvara, maybe there's a difference, but we have the gzeira shava, comparing kiddushin and gerushin, ma yitzia mashvi shliach, af avayinami mashvi shliach. So even kiddushin can make a shliach. This goes on the list of makesh avayi liyitzia, with kiddushin shtar, right, we had earlier in the Masechta, all the comparisons between the two. The elohad, it's not fine, you know, shlichus by kiddushin and by gerushin. So what about by hafrashas truma? Elohad, it's not, the Mishnah says in trumos, ha'omer l'shluchot, say, trom, if somebody says to their shliach, go take off truma for me, but he does not tell them a specific amount. We know midoraisa, chita achat poteres esakri. Right, there's no shear for truma. It's not like meiser, which is eser. Truma is any amount. But Chazal said 1/40th, 1/50th, 1/60th. So what if the mishalech did not give specific instructions? So Torim Gadas Balabayas, try to figure out what he would want you to do. V'meinu yodea das Balabayas, if he doesn't know, Torim kibbeinonis, so do medium average, echem michamishim, do 1/50th, because that's what is normally the average accepted. Piches asara, a host of asara. What if he did more than 10% or more, less than 10%? Meaning, what if he did more than 1/40th or 1/60th? Right, not one, right, the middle one, again, is 1/50th. But what if he does 1/40th? Or 1/60th. Machlokas Rashi Tosas. What's the piches and what's the hosif? Is it for the taker off or the one that's getting? Either way, it's not enough gemina lahalacha so much. Truma so truma, it still works. As long as he was within the another 10% range, then it is okay. But more than that, we say that you didn't do what the mishalech wanted, so you're stuck. So minol, so how do you know you can make a shliach for truma? V'chitei medialav migerushin, if you want to say you learn it from gerushin, ma'ala gerushin shkei yeshnan chol. Right? Truma has kedusha. So maybe that is a higher standard. So maybe you can learn it from gerushin. Amakra atem gam atem l'rabo says a shliach. That gam includes shlichus for afrashas truma. V'nechta v'achmane b'truma v'neisu mehanach v'nigru minei. So why don't you just write truma and you learn gerushin and kiddushin from truma? No. Mishum dikal mifrach. There's a question the other way. Shekin yeshnon b'machshava. Truma is easier to do. So that's why you would have thought maybe a shliach could also be done by truma. What does yeshna b'machshava mean? Machlokas rishonim. Does it mamish mean I could look at my field and think that that's going to be truma? Does that work? That's what Rashi says. That's what some rishonim say. Right? Does that mean mamish machshava? Rashi quotes, no sein eina b'tzadzeh v'ochel b'tzadzeh d'chsiv v'nechshav. But other rishonim say, no, it doesn't mean that. Machshava here means you could be mafresh without being korei shem, which is a chiddush that's anything less than actual hafrasha. But yeah, says the Rashba here, say other Rishonim, the Rambam is there's a diag in the Rambam that Minchas Chinuch has, that maybe it doesn't mean mamish machshava. It means maisa without kriya shem, which gives significance to the kriya shem. But either way, it's something less than a full fledged act with dibur. So therefore, you wouldn't have learned gerushin and kiddushin from that. So far we know shlichus by kiddushin, by gerushin, and by afrashas truma. The hadisat, what about the Mishnah Psachim? Chabura shavat pischava amru la'echad. A chabura for the current Pesach lost their current Pesach. So they say to one person, say ubakesh, go find it. V'shloch aleinu, go find a current Pesach ashechted for us. V'halach umatza v'shachat. He went and found one. The hein lachu v'shachtu, and they also found one. So which one is the real one? So im shalom nishchai rishon, if the shliach was shechted first, so hu ochel mishalo, he eats his own, v'hem ochel mishalo, and then they eat from him too, because that was the first one, v'shosim imo minolon, so you see the shlichus by Karban Pesach. So how do you know that? So, and if you want to say you learn it from these others, even if you want to say Truma as Kedusha, as compared to Karban Pesach, it doesn't, right? It's the highest level of Kachim. Highest level of Kedusha. So how do you know Shlichus would work there? So Nachgalemi Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, Minayisha Shlucho Shaladim Kamoso, Shenemar, Vishachatu Oso, Kol, Kahal, Adas, Yisrael, Bein Harbaim. On Erev Pesach, which in this Daf Yomi cycle is tomorrow, Vishachatu Oso, and there's Karban Pesach discussion tomorrow as well, right? Everybody shechts. V'chi Kala Kol Kulan Shochtin, what everybody shechts? Following a shochet alechad, one person shechs per chabura. What do you mean? How does the Torah say that everybody shechs? Ela mikasha shlucho shel adam kemoso. So that's the rule. That's the makar. Says the Gemara. Okay, that's such a great makar. So niftav rechmanu rak pekachim v'nesi hanach v'nigru minei. So why do you learn everything else from kachim? Just say it by kachim. No, mishum deikal mifrach mal kachim shekain rov maaseh ma'ade shliach. No, kachim is different because almost all of kachim is done through a shliach anyway. What does that mean? The kohen. The kohen does it on behalf of all the Yisraelim. It's rov. Why is it only rov? She's an older lemi. Because Yisrael could do shchita. Right? Shchita k'sher bizar. But other than that, so the concept of shlichus applies to kachim. So I would have limited it and not extended it to other context. Period. Good. Again, though, some of the lumdas for kachim, hopefully we'll talk, for shlichus, we'll talk about tomorrow more and even the next day. On them gimel, but right now we just have to focus on what's in front of us. Chada mechada lo asya, fine. So you can learn one from one. There's something unique about each one. Kiddushin, Gerushin, Truma, and Karban Pesach. So you can't just write one of them. So teisi chada mitarti, but maybe you could just write like two of them. And one of them you can learn from the other two. Why do you have to have all three? So the Gemara explains. So hey Tasi, which one shall we bring in and not write explicitly? Lo nichta rachmana bekachim v'teisi mehanach. Don't write it by kachim and learn it from the others. No, as we just said, malahanach can yeshen cholis a kachim. You can't not have it by Karban Pesach. Lo nichta rachmana begerushin v'teisi mehanach. Leave out gerushin. Malahanach can yeshen b'machshava. Trut kachim and truma are also b'machshava. So that's a question in the Achronim. What does it mean that Kachim is b'machshava? If I think that I'm going to give my animal to the Beis HaMikdash, is that already chal? Is the animal already kodesh? Pash just not. Machshava here means, the Gilyoni Ashas talks about this, pash is it means that I have a chiyuv to bring it, to be makdash it, but not that it's actually hukdash yet. So it's not exactly the same as truma. By truma, it could be that right when I think that's truma, it is truma, according to some Rishonim. Machshava by kachim might just mean that once I'm choshev, I have a chiv to do it. Like by tztaka. By tztaka, you have a line in Gemara, I think in Rosh Hashanah, kona divlev. So it might not be exactly the same machshava by kachim and truma, but there is some common theme. Good. So why don't you just leave a truma and learn from the others? Hachanami, the Gemara says, okay, you're right. Vel atem gam atem lamali. So what do you, if you don't need the pasuk by truma for shlichus, what do you use it for? Mi boy leila kid Reb Yanai. Dom Reb Yanai gam atem. Ma atem b'nei bris, af shluchachem b'nei bris. Just like you, Jews, are b'nei bris, so too your shlichuyos are only be allowed to be done by b'nei bris, meaning non-Jews are not allowed to be a shliach in this regard, in the world of shlichus. Says the Gemara, halam ali kroi, what do you need a pasuk for that for? That's a svara. You know what from the following? An eved cannot be a shliach lekabalas haget, lefi she'eno b'toras gittin v'kiddushin. An eved is not in the world of gittin v'kiddushin. So it's a svara that they can't be a shliach. So too, that a goy cannot be in the world of shlichus. So what do you need a pasuk to exclude? So Gemara says, it's true. You still need a pasuk for the following. Saka da dechamina eved de la barateru klau. An eved is totally mufka. So that's why, you know, misvara, he would be excluded. Aval oved kochavim hoel v'isa v'chuma denafshe. But a guy, since, according to some opinions, his truma is halachically recognizable. Ditznan. Ha'ovei kochavim v'akusi shetarmu trumas on truma. We know, at least according to some opinions, a goy can be offered truma, aim a shliach nami of it. Maybe he could even be a shliach. Kamash malan, he can't be a shliach. But that's why you need the makar to exclude guy. Period. Just one final hara, and then we'll have to pick up from here tomorrow. And that is, the Gemara here has the line of Rabbi Yochanan, which also you see on the side, came up in Gittin Chav Gimel, that an eved cannot be a shliach lekabbalah for get. So the same issue that we just asked before, is this meduyak? Why does the Gemara specify shliach lekabbalah saget? If you look in Rashi there in Gittin Chav Gimel, if you look in the Ritva right here, any shliach, shliach lelachas saget, shliach lekabbalah saget, it just gives one example. Just gives one example. Really, an eved is mufka for being a shliach when it comes to get. But if you remember, we discussed the Rimi Gash. The Rimi Gash quoted in the Rishonim there, and a little bit here, say no. An eved can be a shliach lo halachas haget. He's only excluded from being a shliach lekabbalas haget. Why is that? As we just explained earlier as well, because a shliach lekabbalas haget, that might be a real identity with the woman, because the gittin takes place right when she gets the get, and therefore that could be different. So again, this is a very much discussed issue in terms of that Rimi Gash, whether the Gemara here is meduyak or just as an example. Okay, we'll have to stop by Lurip Shimon. Rav Shimon will continue tomorrow, and then we'll be the Daf for Shabbos. Okay, we'll stop here.